Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
When Johnny Walker rebelled on board Radio Caroline as the anti-pirate legislation was introduced,
Caroline continues.
Little did he know that just a couple of years later, this week in 1969, he'd be doing his first show on Radio 1.
To those of you maybe who never heard me before, if I can introduce myself, I'm Mrs. Walker's number three little boy, called Wonnie, and it was definitely third time unlucky for Mr. and Mrs. Walker when I came along. Anyway, let's get on now with some music. What is the station called?
Radio 1, we're together.
Together, you and I now, with the sounds of one Miss Sharon Tandy and the fleur-de-lis and that evil woman.
Johnny Walker's debut on Radio 1 this week, 47 years ago. The first national broadcast of farm prices was aired this week, 91 years ago, prepared by the Ministry of Agriculture, and thus began the roots for what became Farming Today and On Your Farm.
We were broadcasting technical talks, how to grow potatoes, how to plough up rough grassland.
Farmers and other early risers, listen to Farming Today.
And farm prices, of course, even appeared later on commercial radio, for example, on the launch hour of County Sound.
Some other things that we'll be doing is to be giving farmers relevant information at 6:15 every weekday morning. And this morning, Hugh Kroll is in the studio. What you got for us today, Hugh?
Well, Bob, today there are one or two items which I think will be of interest. There is a beef cow suckler scheme which has been introduced by the EC.
Commercial radio did stuff like that back then. I remember Radio Trent had farm prices too, and they were read by people like Anne-Marie Minhall, now with Classic FM, and Chris Burns too, now high up at the BBC. 12 years ago this week meant the end of a radio institution.
John Kerry, who since the campaign's beginning has sounded an odd and lonely boast. George Bush must be driven from the White House, and I'm the man to do it.
The last words on the last Letter from America with Alastair Cook. He hosted that feature for 58 years, 2,869 programmes. 34 years ago this week, commercial radio arrived in Inverness.
Hello, I'm Dave Cochran. I'll be here every morning, Monday to Friday, for the breakfast show. And it's really great to have you along on Murrayforth Radio, and the message in Barbara Dixon's record really sums it all up for today and for the rest of your life on Murrayforth Radio. Take good care.
Yes, a logical choice of song long before Simply the Best by Tina Turner had been released. The launch of Murrayforth Radio this week in 1982. And are we allowed to play our favourite Murrayforth clip, the 100-year-old interviewee?
How do you feel this morning, now that you're 100? How do you feel?
Eh?
How do you feel this morning? You're 100 today. You're looking very well. Are you keeping fine?
One of the many great interviews with centenarians on British radio over the years. Have we got time for another quick one?
And you used to live as a very young girl in Cheddeston.
I did.
When it was probably all fields.
Yes.
No more. Now, this week in 1975, MPs voted at last to allow Commons proceedings on radio.
We won't, of course, be able to join them immediately because, first of all, we have prayers. That takes up normally 2 or 3 minutes, and prayers is a sacrosanct matter in which we're not allowed to join. We can merely wait for them all to finish, and after that, as soon as they have finished, our man Ed Boyle will be scrambling into the chamber and getting into a rather tiny cubicle that's in there. I now hear from our studio. We can go over to the Commons. So over to you, Ed Boyle, if you're there.
The LBC end of the early Commons broadcast this week, 41 years ago.
If the Honourable Gentleman really thinks that what happened last week represented an election victory for his own party, I think he may have misunderstood the results.
Some things never change. This week, 45 years ago, BBC local radio came to what was to be Humberside.
I am at present with the Lord Mayor of Hull, Alderman Colonel R.A. Alex Smith, in the Lord Mayor's parlour in the Guild Hall.
I am very happy to wish Radio Humberside and all connected with it the best of good fortune.
Do you know, thinking about it, those were the days when the BBC was allowed to lie to us. Let's just listen to that again.
In the Lord Mayor's parlour in the Guild Hall.
I'm very happy to wish Radio...
That's clearly an edit, isn't it, in the days when the BBC was allowed to use some poetic licence. Now, the official launch for that station was this week in 71, but it had actually gone on air earlier.
The upshot of it all was that the power was going off. All this was happening, and we thought, well, we can't sit by and let the people of Humberside sit in darkness. So I remember very distinctly we decided we would come on air early, which we did by several, well, I think it was about a couple of months.
This is BBC Radio Humberside on Rediffusion Channel B with a special news and information service.
The premature birth of BBC Radio Humberside. So with Mark Goodyear hosting his first Top 40 this week 28 years ago.
Britain's favourite radio.
Comes the complete rundown of the brand new UK Top 14.
Liz Forgan resigning over plans to move BBC Radio headquarters 20 years ago.
In fact, over quite a long time, the Radio 1 audiences had been gradually drifting downwards and gradually drifting older.
The end of the pirate Britain Radio 39 years ago.
Britain Radio!
The last Sue McGregor Radio 4 Today programme 14 years ago.
It was dinned into you that you weren't the important person in an interview is the person you were talking to.
And the death of Chris Rainbow this week last year.
Summer radio on the Peter Powell Show.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.